on 98.1 CHFI.
We're so glad to be able to introduce to you today a young woman you may have seen on Ellen, you may have heard about. She's right there in the Toronto Star today, and we're so glad to be talking with her. Her name is Elaine Campbell, and she's from Ottawa originally, but here she is in Toronto, and she is awaiting a double lung transplant. Now, you're going to wonder, how does this young woman who's 20 years old go from, you know, asthma to a situation where she can't breathe and her lungs are like cement, to being on Ellen, to now being with us, and just what the whole story is. And we couldn't wait to introduce her to you. So here she is. Hello, Ellen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, what a difference social media makes. What a difference a tweet can make, and what a difference honesty can make. You were just magnificent on Ellen, and I got to admit, when you asked your mom to turn up the oxygen just a little bit, you made me all misty. You are really an amazing young woman.
Thank you.
And it all began with Justin Bieber and a dream that you had after you got your diagnosis last October that you were going to need a double lung transplant. You decided to turn it into something positive. Now tell us what you did.
Well, I tried to raise awareness for organ donation and giving blood. So I started off by using social media, and my friends and I launched a Twitter campaign the day I was moving to Toronto, because I said, I have a long car ride ahead of me, I can tweet the whole time. And we tweeted to Justin Bieber asking him to retweet the message, and he did. And I think over 2,000 people in Ontario alone registered to be organ donors in that next following week, in the next 2 weeks. So that was encouraging, because an average day with Trillium Gift of Life is about 50 people, and after Justin Bieber, it went up about 600%.
Wow.
So that was really awesome.
And then you went global when Ellen got hold of it.
Yeah, we did.
So you Skyped Ellen, or actually, you sent in your video to Ellen, and then she Skyped you, and here's how it sounded.
I get a lot of people that want to meet me or want me to do something, but you actually are sending this out not to help yourself, because you're on a list and it's going to happen when it's going to happen, but you want to help others, and you asked me to help you get the message across. So I want to help you do that. By the way, I am an organ donor, and I have been an organ donor for a long, long time. I believe in that.
So, Elaine, once you were on Ellen last Thursday, then what happened to the organ donor numbers?
They went up really high, really high. I got a call from one of the people. It was just like, Elaine, just today, 720 people registered, and an average day is 50. So that was Thursday when it was on Ellen.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is.
It sure is.
Just looking at numbers, I think it's 12% of the population in the GTA are registered organ donors, which is a really low number. So a lot of people just aren't aware of it. And once they're aware, they're like, why not?
Exactly. You've got all of these people who are listening to CHFI right now, and some of them may think, well, gee, you know, maybe I've signed my donor card. Maybe I did that when I got my license. I'm not sure. What would you say, Elaine, to push them to check, make a difference, and do something today?
The easiest way would be to be a donor. Go on to beadonor.ca, and you register. It takes like 3 minutes, not even kidding, to do that, and then just, I guess if they feel like going that extra mile, just talking about it with their families, because ultimately your family has the last decision. But it's really just encouraging people to just talk about it and let them know what your decision is, and beadonor.ca, register online as well.
Do you know when you might be getting your lungs? Obviously, you're on a list, but how far down are you, Elaine? Do you have any idea how long the wait might be?
It can be anywhere between 6 months and 2 years.
Hmm. That's too long.
That's far too long, yeah. We should try and do something. We should get the word out there. You know, you made me more aware than ever before. You know, it's amazing work that you're doing, not necessarily for yourself, but certainly for the future. And that's why Ellen fell in love with you, and that's why we fell in love with you, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
And here's what Ellen had to say after her meeting with you.
I want to meet you in person, so I can't wait for you to have your transplant. And as soon as you do, you and your mom, we're going to fly you and your mom out here for a show, and I'd love to hang out with you backstage, and we're going to dance together. We are going to dance together, you and me, okay?
Boy, I bet you can't wait.
I can't wait.
Oh, that's so much fun. And what we're going to do, too, when you get better, we're going to put you in a cab, and you come down to the studios, and you can sit with Aaron and Mike.
Woohoo!
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then maybe
bring my mom.
Yes, bring your mom. We will have coffee and water, and maybe we can go to a ball game. Or
yeah, we own the Blue Jays.
Yeah, we own the Blue Jays.
You want to be with the Blue Jays? We could probably arrange something there.
I have a Blue Jays cap.
You do?
Right.
Awesome. That may be better than coffee with us. Hey, Helene, good luck. Keep us posted, and thanks for the work you're doing for everybody. There's no higher calling than leaving all of these gifts that you can do. You can make a difference in 75 people's lives. One donor can save 8 lives and improve life for up to 75 others. And isn't that a wonderful legacy to leave behind, huh? Thank you.
You're amazing.
No, thank you very much.
Okay. Helene Campbell, read more about it at chfi.com and our Facebook page, and there's a link there too, so you can be a donor.ca just like we hope to be.
Well, there's a hug waiting to happen.
Isn't she adorable?
It's 8:25 with Aaron Davis.